Got a package full of wishes. A time machine, a magic wand, a globe made out of gold. No instructions or commandments. Laws of gravity or indecisions to
That's the question. What kind of world do you want? This is Patrick McGeehan, and Richard, are you there?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Richard L. Stump, MD, retired, my co-host, and also known as Anonymous, or Anon. And we are on the Rumor Mills radio network on the Micro Effect, and it's the 14th of May, and happy Mother's Day to those of you who qualify. You don't qualify, do you, Richard? Richard?
Yes?
You qualify as a Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah, we qualify.
Oh, okay, all right. So, I was thinking, while I was waiting to think, that why would we war on women?
Why would we war on what?
Women.
Who's war on women?
A lot of Republicans.
Oh, the Republicans?
And a lot of women.
Oh, yeah. Well, most women are Republican. I shouldn't say that.
I don't know. I know two libertarian women. I really do. So that your analogy won't fit. But, I mean, it really is. I mean, the media is talking about, well, the alternative media. By the way, those of you who listen to all of the conventional NBC, CBS, and all that other stuff, there's about five independent radio concerns, and Joe's going to sort of help us understand who they all are, so we can listen to sort of the truth more often than the lies. Richard and I promise to only tell you truths. Okay? So we may fail, but that's what we promise. And yet we have the media telling us all manner of lies. Would you agree, Richard? Hello, are you there?
I can barely hear you, Patrick.
Well, let me see. Is that better?
Not much.
Richard, is that... Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Well,
is that better?
Phones. Now it's better.
Okay. I was trying to use the headphones so that we couldn't hear all the noise of the other people around us. But if that is better, then I apologize to the audience for trying to be technologically advanced. It was my warring on women by using a headset. Well, being that you are there and can hear me, you're awfully subdued. What's wrong going on, Richard Stump? Ah, maybe you've gone away. Ah.
What's that?
Well, I couldn't hear you.
Well, I wasn't saying anything. I can just barely hear whatever you say. I mean, I heard it about one word out of three.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Oh, on the break, maybe Shelby can try to redial that, and so we'll...
Well, it's a volume thing. They just don't give enough power.
Well, how big do you think this station is?
I don't know.
It's about the size of a Cracker Jack spot.
Cincinnati's got 50,000 watts.
Well, I understand that, but, if you got 27 million people dragging all those watts down, then hey...
Right.
That's the way that works. So, In reference to all of these other stations, we've been able to advertise our show that you're listening to now, all 27 million of you, and you can call us and ask silly questions. The number is 208-935-0650. And it's also a test of the early warning system, so yeah, go ahead and give us a call. Because today we weren't going to have a guest, we were just going to discuss some of the stuff that we've learned during the week. And some of it's been rather amazing, but some of it's just been all good old-fashioned stuff. But if you give monkeys vaccines, they become autistic. My question is, how do you tell?
Are the raccoons autistic?
Never. Monkeys, primates.
Oh, a monkey? Well, that's easy.
Well, I know, but they've given all these monkeys these injections where their genetic code and the fact that they listened to Elvis when they were kids doesn't matter. And boy, even the monkeys got autistic.
Well, anybody who's listening to this, are autistic monkeys.
It could be a new, you know, phylum.
They just can't look at the other monkey, you know, and look at the fleas. But after they get a little organic sulfur, they get straight and see the fleas again.
Well, we actually haven't been able to give organic sulfur to any monkeys lately. We have some monkeys, but they were human. They weren't, you know, they weren't true hairy-covered, you know, orangutans or macaws or something of that
sort.
But I guess the value of this is that the whole vaccination program is just a bloody lie. And it really is a war on women, because the children who are damaged get cared for by the women. The men go to work. You know, the men go to their doctor's offices, or they do their vending things or whatever, and the women are left with this child who isn't very much fun to be with. So now imagine you've got a 60-pound orangutan that's no fun to be with. They can throw you across the room without even a whimper.
I think the decrease of wrinkles is what most women would be interested in. It takes the wrinkles out of your face and around your eyes.
Oh, you want to play the vanity card, huh?
Well, you know, vanity is, it's not necessarily vanity. Most everybody would like to look a little younger, you know, and that's what it really does for most people. It makes them look 10 to 20 years younger.
Well, it's because
the face firms up, muscles become more elastic.
We call it the reattachment of the saggy flesh.
You what?
The reattachment of the saggy flesh.
Right.
Back in 2005, this very, very nice lady called and said, "My waddle's gone, my waddle's gone." I said, "Okay." "Okay, well, what do you mean?" She said, "My turkey neck's gone." I said, "Well, fantastic. Why do you think that is?" She said, "Because it seems the sulfur has tightened up my skin."
Yeah, it firms up the skin.
You know, and...
And it beats Botox, because that'll leave you where you can't feel. And it numbs the face, and they get a permanent smile or a permanent leer they can't get rid of.
There's a very good name for that, and I'm sorry I can't think of it.
Botox?
It's when you freeze a nerve. Botox essentially does the same thing.
Right.
But you can freeze a nerve on the face to have a scowl or a wrinkle or where there's no trauma. You just sort of lock those nerves into place. And if you can unlock those nerves, I mean, a mom called me today about her kids with Tourette's. You know, the kid's just a wonderful kid until he hits you in the face six times. And he can't control it. You know, it's a neurological twitch.
Right.
And, or he clears his throat 6,000 times. It's he can't control it, but if he can repair the nerves, he can.
Correct.
And, you know, sulfur is not a cure-all, but it sure seems to be doing something. Old Doc Stump's going to be on the radio Doc Mice is going to be on the radio in Ireland.
In Ireland?
In Ireland, yeah. He just got back from Norway.
And he'll do great in Ireland.
Pardon?
He'll do great in Ireland.
Why do you say that?
Oh, the Irish, they're just lively people, and they would go for his manipulations and massages.
Oh, okay. He wanted to know why you didn't want to be on the show. We don't need to discuss it now, but that's okay.
I'd like to be on his show.
Well, I thought that was the case. You didn't call that one day, but then, you know, you...
Well,
I tried to tell him you have a life.
Sometimes.
No, I tried to tell him that, unlike him, you have a life. I tried to tell him that.
I mean, yeah, when you're playing poker, you got to devote your life.
What were we talking about before on this rabbit trail?
Organic sulfur makes you smarter. And I warned him I was getting smarter, and so I quit playing. The guy says, "What happened?" I said, "I got smart enough to know I was going to lose."
Well, you know, the Bible
rate gets you, you know.
You can wager all you want, but
pulling
you
the money,
then they'll get you a hand, as they say. So, you don't see causing autistic children to be a war on women. You don't see that.
Well, not directly, it has an effect, but most women, they love their children so much, it They just love them more when they're autistic. And it doesn't harm them. I mean, it's just the way mothers are.
Well, no, but
that's many of the modern mothers were. And it's generally the grandmother that bears the brunt of it. She watches the children.
Well, of the mothers that I talk to, they're all home taking care. I mean, we've got two or three that are executive moms and aren't home. But the other ones are home because that's, you know, they don't trust anybody else to take care of their kid.
Well, that's true in a certain... That's a middle-class society because most of your medium and lower income families, they both have to work, and they generally hoist them off on grandma, or the poor little things have to put in a little boarding school or a pre-kindergarten. They have all kinds of euphemistic names for getting rid of the kids. Sort of like the old folks' home for the old people.
Yeah, I'm really fond of those.
The nursing homes, you know, it's just a way to get rid of obligations that normally, in a normal society, we'd be able to handle it. But the Federal Reserve has pulled so much of the wealth away from the American people into their pockets that no one's making the income they made back in the Depression. 1933, the average person made at least a gold coin, a $20 gold piece a week, which now is worth around $2,000. And they didn't pay any taxes.
Yeah.
So we're about a tenth as well off as we were when the Federal Reserve was put in. So that shows how much they've stolen. I mean, it's real simple math. Think, even when we were at the height of this last so-called high-income era and everyone was so wealthy, we didn't have near as much income as they had in the middle of the Depression.
Yeah, but, you know, they had a chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage. Wasn't that...
Was what they hoped for in the future, but they already had it.
Oh, yeah, that and 35 cents could have gotten you coffee back then.
Well, coffee is a lot cheaper now. It was a nickel.
Well, I understand that, but I was using a cross-reference.
Yeah.
I'm also breathing in all these poisons. Okay.
Well, even the guys on the WPA made $17. And 50 cents a week, which in today's money would be about $1,200 tax-free a week. So, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the banks are a weight on the community. That's why most people can't afford to even buy supplements.
Well, as a matter of fact, thank you for bringing that up.
Organic sulfur alleviates a lot of the problems, though.
No, that's all I mean.
And make sure that their local banker gets at least a pound of it and starts taking it.
You remember our guest from Thursday night?
Yeah.
All right. His name is Clinton Ray Miller, and he's gotten a bill offered us by Ron Paul, and it needs a co-sponsor.
Really?
Yeah. And so, you know, either Dan Burton or you know, one of the other congressmen or Kucinich or somebody... But our listeners need to contact their representatives. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to buy any of your supplements.
Right.
You know, you're going to have to go to the doctor, and he's going to have to prescribe for you a way for you to be healthy.
Well, and they won't get the prescription from most doctors because they don't have a clue as to the wonderful therapeutic effects of food, this plain food.
Well, it's the best we got going.
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful thing that they would get a co-sponsor.
Yeah, so, well, you know, all you got to do is contact your representative, your congressman, and tell them that you would like them to co-sponsor the bill. House, it's H.R. 2908, I believe, but it's a supplement bill, and Ron Paul's introduced it into the Congress. And, you know, we don't know who he is anyway. We don't care because he's introduced it into the Congress, so it means that we can vote on it. And they can vote on it, and we can protect our supplements. I personally am not a supplement taker because sulfur is not a supplement, it's a food. But, you know, a lot of people I talk to, they accredit their supplements to saving their lives. Well,
their supplements are a food, a condensed version, a portion of food.
Right, well, but I mean...
All the supplements are food.
The whole idea is you have to get some to supplement it. And our argument is you get none... to supplement. when it comes to sulfur. So then, sulfur is not a supplement. It's a food.
It's a food, and what they call supplements are food. They use words a lot to throw people off. But
well,
the Hippocratic Oath, the doctors are disobeying the Hippocratic Oath when they don't order or tell their patients. They don't even have to order. Say, well, be sure and get vitamin so-and-so, just as if they understood what they do. But they don't know what they do. Like vitamin C,
yeah.
It's been proven for 60 years. It's one of the main vitamins to take.
Yeah, just don't
and
tell you
it's
the
found in lots of food. You can't afford to supplement. Go buy cayenne pepper and take all you can.
Yeah.
You know. In other words, take oranges, eat oranges, whatever you like. It has vitamin C in it. The fresher, the better, of course.
You know, the best example of vitamin C is in the book by,
Dr.
Levine, Sugar Blues. It describes
sugar causing a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah, but but this is the description. I mean, the reason that they carried limes and lemons, you know, they always carried limes and lemons because that was the way you prevented scurvy, and scurvy prevented you from having a salad.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And, you know, and so for someone to ignore that, I mean, I eat oranges as opposed to take vitamin C, so I guess I do vitamin C. The only thing we found is that you don't take sulfur and vitamin C exactly the same time. You wait for about 30 minutes for the C to, and then the sulfur allows the C to really work.
Well, Dr. Thomas Levy, L-E-V-Y,
yeah.
Has some of the best books on the powers of vitamin C. He's the most recent advocate of that, and he's also a lawyer, which
uh-oh.
Gives him a lot of clout.
A shark in a white coat? This is dangerous.
Yeah,
he's dangerous,
he is
Robinson.
A brilliant man. He lives in Colorado, and his books are a must for anyone who really wants to understand ill health.
And I totally agree with that, Levy, L-E-V-E-Y. But he doesn't know anything about sulfur. This is the rub, and this is what's so irritating for me is I don't know anything about sulfur either, but I know that no one gets it. And so in every case where we've gotten someone to replace the sulfur in their diet, son of a gun, we can't kill them off. They refuse to die. It's we're going to run out of spots for them, and they just refuse to die. I mean, you're an example. You refuse to die.
I receive what?
You refuse to die.
I don't even think about it.
Why would you?
Well, we're immortal anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
No, I said
we call dying, it doesn't really mean anything.
When you were, you know, when you were practicing medicine, the people would come in, and even though they wouldn't say it, they were worried about the fact they were going to die.
Oh, yeah, anyone is ill, that's fine.
Oh, I'm going to die. I'm not done. You know, I don't even have a will. I'm going to die.
Now, you get ill, and you start thinking about your mortality. Doubt about that.
That's how your body talks to you.
What's so pitiful is the arthritics that would benefit from organic sulfur. You know. That is a continuous change.
Excuse me for apologize. You know, I covered my mouth instead of the phone. I apologize. Now, being you brought up arthritis, and this is the day after Mother's Day, and sometimes mothers have arthritis, we have no one who complains about arthritis in the study. Not in, you know, 100,000 people in 36 countries. Not even in Tonga.
Well, I have some people that had arthritis. This one guy has had arthritis in his left leg for 20-some years.
Yeah.
About a week, organic sulfur, and it's gone. Most of it's gone. He can't believe it.
And if you spend the money or the damage of the x-rays, what you see is there's actually regeneration of the cartilage.
Right.
One of our study members, who I haven't seen for almost a year now, with scoliosis, the doctor said, well, I'm sorry, you've grown an inch and a half. Well, I guess he could have been lying, but yes, she really had grown an inch and a half. She's about 5 years older than you, by the way. And if you can allow the cartilage to regenerate, you can straighten a crooked spine. If you allow the cartilage to regenerate, you can you can allow your feet and your knees and your hands to work more appropriately. And, you know, and if you just add sulfur to your diet, you may not have to buy Viagra. That was a pregnant pause.
Well,
what meal?
That's like Lipitor.
Well, you, except with Lipitor,
Lipitor
doesn't make that part of a man.
It's a big joke to start with.
Yeah, it makes it go away.
Lipitor will ruin you as far as your love life and everything else. It takes your brain right down the drain.
And because I know why, because of Stephanie Seneff.
Well, you know, it's they're restricting fat, and the brain needs 40% of your fat.
Oh, yeah, I mean, cholesterol is brain food, but when it comes to the vessels of the brain, what Dr. Seneff explained is that the presence of sugar is assumed to be cholesterol, and so the cell takes up the sugar, and glycolysis occurs, and then that cell and that blood vessel does not regenerate. And now you have a non-flexible blood vessel.
Right.
You know, delightful woman. This is our MIT from, our PhD from MIT. Now, she's not in the study. She just writes stuff, and so we, you know, include her in the study so she'll feel good when she's on her 10-mile hikes. There was something else that was important. Patrick Flanagan is going to be back on with us on Thursday night on American Voice. And the being we haven't gotten a lot of calls right now. By the way, that the request line is 208-935-0650. Except for Buddy Holly, we have almost anything you want to hear. All of those people that we know are sulfur deficient, and you know, Paul, our erstwhile study director in Colorado, has gone back to drywall because he's just not comfortable talking to people about how stupid and sick they are. I can understand that.
Well, I tell you, Patrick, one reason we're getting such fantastic results with everybody that tries it, they generally have a reason. They have a complaint, like fibromyalgia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
I hear
the healthy people, when they first called the healthy people, we said, no, we don't need you. And then we realized, oh, yes, we did. And so we stopped turning them away. And so you don't have to be dying of anything to be in a study. Now you can actually be the picture of health. And what we want to know is, how does that picture improve? We know we can't make it worse.
Yeah, well, and the broad span of the benefits are fantastic in the world of medicine. Like, it obviously affects the brain when it corrects most of the autistic problems that's brought on by the poison in the vaccine. So that shows you it takes mercury out of your body, because the mercury in the vaccine is what's causing most of the autism that we're seeing, plus other
aluminum,
fluoride in the water. Right. And every city, putting fluoride in the water, is killing their tax base. Their future tax base is the worst.
Yeah.
Because the children are getting hit hard with this fluoride. They've got it in every bit of toothpaste you can buy. And that could not be by accident. They want to make the population stupid so they won't object to the Federal Reserve robbing everybody. They're a bunch of thieves is what they are.
I got a call from Joe Stalin from his mausoleum, and he's dead, you know, but he agreed with you. Stalin recognized the ability of fluoride to work because it had worked for the non-existent Jews in the non-existent concentration camps in the non-existent Germany of World War II.
That's
you
right.
Know, that's how you kept the folks.
Keep them docile, the idea.
Exactly. And then, you know, and then it's a byproduct of the aluminum industry, and it's really tough to get rid of for the aluminum industry, but they can get it to us for our kids and make money while they poison our kids.
Well, the boxed cereals mostly have soy base, and it's genetically modified on top of not being fit to eat just plain soy, unless it's fermented.
Yeah.
So with those caveats, the soy in the cereals and the high fructose corn syrup is a triple whammy for the kids. They're getting mercury in their vaccine, they're getting fluoride in their water, and in what they are taught is you got to have your cereal for breakfast, they're getting poisoned by the cereal.
And they're being raised by television.
No wonder they won't go to school and pay attention. I mean,
yeah.
The poor little things are hungry.
Well, they are hungry.
Yeah. Their body doesn't get a fulfillment, so they get fatter and fatter because they're trying to find food.
Exactly.
They eat the candy because that'll give them a temporary fix, and that all just makes it worse.
What? Yeah.
Same way as the soda pop and the aspartame. So it's our government is it's like a bunch of evil people, and they truly are.
Well, we really are being ill.
By their works, you shall know them. That's
yeah,
what
exactly.
It says. Famous.
Okay, but now if we just complain about our government, then we're missing the point. I mean, this is something everybody can do. If everybody added sulfur to their diet, 110%, because the people in Chicago always vote more than there are, 110% would come out to vote. And when the dust settled, the name of the president would not necessarily be a foregone conclusion, because all of us voted. Not just the ones they wanted to vote, or the dead folks in Chicago, all of us voted. You know, the true mark of a communist is a Democrat or Republican who doesn't vote. That's a communist. Oh, I'm not gonna support that evil system. Oh, that's a communist. It's our system. If you don't get off your dead behind and do something about it, then you're a communist. The worst, even the ones that Lenin hated. Marx didn't even like them. Lazy communists. Was I too heavy there, Richard? Richard?
Yes.
Was I too heavy there?
I can't hear what you said just then.
Oh, really? We still have you still can't hear what I'm saying?
Well, it was
almost Shakespearean. I mean, I couldn't repeat it for you. I guess Shelby could play it back, but it was somebody liked it. No, somebody realized that it's not a war on women, it's not a war on men, it's not a war on children, it's a war on all of us.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
And
it's been all out war since 1913 because they make, they create a lot of debt and they live off that interest. They're like a leech. They create debt and lay it on the people.
Right.
And they take their children and put them in war so they'll die, and then they make money off the funeral, and they make money off of this and that.
Yeah, yeah. Any catastrophe is a wonderful opportunity, is something that Rahm Emanuel said. There's always a bright side.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.